Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Quick shout out, my niece's son, Aiden. He's always been a fantastic artist, this kid. And he's got caricatures, pictures of Bruce Springsteen in his article in Atwood Magazine, between What's Flesh and Fantasy, Bruce Springsteen and his hometown at MetLife. Go to atwoodmagazine.com. We got a great doubleheader today. Lou Vickery, the former Yankee and Cardinals pitcher, radio host, and prolific author, joins me, returns along with Steve Cashel, Chicago Bulls radio and TV announcer, former co-host of Sports Medicine Weekly with our past guest, Dr. Brian Cole, and the longtime host of The Golf Scene. Lou Vickery, welcome back to The Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, man, it's great to be back with you. I tell you what, I've always enjoyed our time together. We've had a lot of chances to visit over the years.
Yes, you know, Lou was, besides being, you know, the Yankees, Lou's pitching coach was Whitey Ford, really. And I don't want to date either of us, but Lou hosted a show out of the Panhandle for years called Lou in the Morning. And for about 3 years or so, once a month, I'd show up, the Sports Doctor's in, and we would talk about all sorts of topics in youth sports, some of the different challenges. No wonder you labeled your new book coming out, The Generational Wisdom, Lou. That's a great title.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're really excited about it, Dr. Bob. The book will be out in the fall, probably early November. It takes about 2 years of max once you start a book to, as you well know, you've written books, so it does take a while to get it everything just right for publication. And
you sure don't miss a beat. You know, when we had you and your author Sonny Smith from Auburn University, the coach and the broadcaster, your book Winning the Head Game. So you've always been about high-performance motivation, both in business as well as in sports. We've talked about it so many different times. So I imagine, getting together some of this wisdom makes an awful lot of sense when you're talking about enhancing performance and the idea of enjoying what you're doing and all of these things. How many books have you written, Lou?
It's amazing. I wasn't really sure, but we went back and counted them up. This one will be book number 21.
Holy cow, you know? So you, again, you know, you pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals. What years was that, Lou?
I started in the Cardinal organization in 59. Now, that really dates me, doesn't it? But I was a mere child, old doc. I signed at the age of 17. And then I went to the Yankees in the winter of 64. And I had the opportunity in spring training that year. We had Mantle and Maris and all the greats were still there. Unfortunately, they all got very old at the same time. So the Yankees went from first place to seventh place that year. It was not a very good year. And then a lot of those guys actually retired after that, Dr. Bob. So... it was interesting, the fact that one of the things I write about in one of my books is one of the things that Mantle told me. I didn't have most ballplayers in those days, you had to furnish your own equipment. But you would sign a contract with one of the sports providers like a Rawlings or Spalding or one of Wilson, some of those kind of companies would supply you with equipment, gloves, shoes, warm-up jackets, et cetera. And I didn't have a contract, and Mantle noticed that he dressed right across from me, and he asked me if I had a contract. I said, no, but let me tell you, Dr. Bob, I got in after practice that day after we'd worked out, and my locker was full of equipment. And so I thanked him, and I remember something he told me. I've written about it numerous times. He says, kid, remember this. You're now a Yankee, and a Yankee goes first class. You know, and that doesn't take much.
That's a great story, Lou. You know, the present doctor today, Dr. Chris Ahmad, team doc with the Yankees, been a frequent guest of mine. I grew up, of course, as you know, in New York. You know, I practice a New York accent at least once a week. I was a Willie Mays fan. My dad was an incredible Dodger fan. The neighbors, Giants fan. The neighbors were Dodger fans. And all of us couldn't stand the Yankees because the Yankees, all they ever did was win. But I grew up with that discussion forever, which was the three center fielders. There was Duke Snider of the Dodgers. Nobody hit a ball further from either side of the plate than Mickey Mantle. Wouldn't you say?
Hit that top of the Yankee Stadium. They estimate it would have been 550 feet if it would have landed. And, it's quite often in this day and age, you see 400 to 450 feet. It's not unusual. But in those days, that was a prodigious lick. And then it turned out the guy that gave up the home run later became a roommate of mine, Bill Fisher. So he took a lot of ribbon about that home run.
Yeah, and Mantle also, before his leg worries and concerns, nobody was faster down to first base. So he was an amazing athlete, has he really, really stayed healthy, really, again, along with Willie Mays, you know, and some of these other greats. And it's amazing, Lou. We talked about it a lot on the show, how whether it's the areas of nutrition, whether it's the mental game, again, which you've paid so much attention to, and how this has become such a big deal in today's game, but so has the overuse of these youngsters in so many different ways, which was another big topic of ours, wasn't it?
It sure was, and we've talked about the travel ball and the kind of I think we both agree that it's too much too young, but they get burned out. If you look, most of the major leaguers now, almost 40% of the major leaguers now are guys that come from south of the border. And that's going to continue to increase because I think what we do here in the States, we have a tendency to burn kids out. Now, they play the whole time down there. But there are other opportunities and other sports that I think guys should participate in. I have a real problem just being sold just right in on one sport. I think that there needs to be an expansion of a kid if he has the ability.
You know, Lou, I got a chapter in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's called The Prodigy Sports.
Yeah.
You know, again, one of my specialties, as you know, the world of figure skating, the world of gymnastics. And there are sports now like those kinds of sports where this is what the boy or girl wants to do. You could tell them all day, we want you to play other sports. We want you to use different parts of the body. But Dr. Ahmad, again, of the Yankees, and a colleague of mine, a frequent guest, the sports orthopedist of the Bulls and the White Sox, Dr. Cole, would talk about Tommy John surgery being done on 14, 15-year-olds. It's nuts. With the overuse with some of these kids. So this is a real concern still to this day. Baseball is not unique in that regard.
Nope, not at all. And, you know, I want to mention one thing. We talked about the head game. My conviction is that if you have a young athlete in the family, it could be a son, grandson, or granddaughter, or daughter, whatever, if they're participating in athletics, I think our book, Winning the Head Game, it's an ideal purchase for a youngster. It's a resource book. It's not the kind of book you want to sit down and read all at one time. But, hey, if you're struggling with something, you're in a little bit of a slump, or if you want to know what it takes to get to the next level, I can promise you one thing. It'll always be what's the 6 inches that's set on your shoulder that will make the difference.
Well, I've been talking about that on my show probably 45 years, give or take a few weeks. You know,
I hear you.
When we're talking about whether it is the parents, whether it's the coach, whether it's the youngster themselves, that's why we're so excited about our new involvement. I got to tell you all about it with the Great Baseball Blue Book, which was originated in 1909, the one place to go, whether you're a coach or a parent or a recruiter or a college, to try to find out information for your young baseball player. And the areas of safety and prevention of injury is a big deal. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back a few years, you probably hear Lou Vickery. It's got to be 3-4 different times at least, maybe more, over the years. International guests, national guests, local guests, all sorts of topics. The umbrella of topics is huge on the Sports Doctor. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, a lot of excitement with MVP Parent Magazine with some of the different things we're doing. We have thousands and thousands of followers. We really have good sports medicine information, and we share it at Sports Doc on X or on Twitter. We're talking with former Yankee Cardinal Lou Vickery. Lou, how long did you do Lou in the Morning, your radio show?
14 years, Doc.
Wow.
I did a lot of the stuff originally. I had a partner, two partners, in fact, and we kept most of the stuff local. But after I went solo, then I had to have some wonderful guests like you to fill up the space. So I did. I made a lot of great friends, Doc.
I can't tell you. Yes. You know, and I understand you're going to get back into the podcast world.
Yeah, I am starting it probably in November, and I'm going back on the road, Doc. I'm going to do a couple of days over a course of a month. I'm going to be traveling and speaking, and so if somebody needs a great speaker, hey, I got tons of good stories I can tell. That's what
I'm going to do. What's the best site to find out about you, your books, and as well as your speaking? What's the best place to go?
I have two sites, Doc. The best for the books is Lou Vickery Books, LOUVICKERY books.com. And then for the speaking engagements, it's SOCAP, SOCAP Life, SOCAPLife.com.
Great stuff. Lou, give me some generational wisdom, my friend.
Well, let me tell you that
give us some bullets.
All right. Hey, you know, the gosh knows, you caught me off guard. You got blank. I got so many of them on the tip of my tongue, and I got to get one of them out here for you. But I tell you, one of my favorites is you can take this one to the bank. You can think positive, you can think negative, but I promise you, either way, you'll be right.
Yes, that's such a key point. And isn't it amazing how the acceptance of this particular area, as well as the whole physical side of sports performance, and by the way, you still hitting any tennis balls? You must have enjoyed the U.S. Open, I'll bet you.
I'm telling you, yes, and I'm glad you asked. I actually played on the National Men's Tennis Association Tour this past winter, all over Florida and the Southeast. And, well, I showed up. I was competitive. Let's put it that way, okay?
Right. And you know that I got you, man. I got you into real training. I got you strengthening your feet and ankles over the years.
Yeah,
and I got
that's
you
right.
And I got you to work that balance, didn't we?
We did. And I tell you what, it has been a – you know, I play against what I call the flat bellies, and those are the young guys. And I promise you, it has kept me young. As you know, and you and I have talked before, I had COVID real badly, 22 days in the hospital. But when they checked me out, the doctor looked at me and he said, "Those tan legs, Mr. Vickery, saved your life." and the fact that I had been actively engaged. So I had double pneumonia and the whole deal, Doc. And so that's the reason why I am so actively engaged now. I've been given another opportunity, and I'm making the best of it. And
that's great news, because again, the subjects that you cover, again, you were a professional. You know what it takes to get to that level. You also know what it takes to survive in that level, let alone, again, being the coach and or parents with the tremendous pressure that's on these kids today, not only physically, but like we talked about, so much mentally, with the burning out and the concerns with these overzealous coaches and some of these crazy problems. And you never know when something's going to come out of the blue, man. The bummer of Monday Night Football and Aaron Rodgers, wow.
Man.
Just so disappointing to see that situation. I thought I'd throw that in. Lou, give me the, I knew the time would fly with you. Give me the best site people can find out about you and everything you're doing.
All right, just do the louvictorybooks.com. They can send me a message there. Love to hear from them. And, you know, Doc, I have always enjoyed being with you. You're right. Our time just always seems to fly, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, man, it flew by.
But I want to give, again,
We'll have you back once the book is out and around. And then, of course, I'm going to be spreading the word on you. Lou Vickery, hold on, Lou. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome back Steve Cashel, the Chicago Bulls radio and TV announcer. He's a former co-host of Sports Medicine Weekly with one of our sports medicine colleagues and former guest, Dr. Brian Cole, the team orthopedist with the Bulls and White Sox. And Steve is also the longtime host of the Golf Scene on television. Steve Cashel, welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. How are you?
Good. Steve, give us some background on yourself and your history with the Bulls, White Sox, Golf Scene.
Well, I've been a TV radio broadcaster for the past 35 years. I started in North Carolina back in 1986. as a sports anchor in Wilmington, where Michael Jordan was born and grew up, believe it or not. And then I went to Greensboro for 4 years.
Great beach, Will. You're sorry,
buddy. Yeah, then came to back to Chicago, where I grew up in Park Ridge, Illinois, Maine South High School. And I came back to Chicago in 1991 to work for Sports Channel, where we did the Bulls, White Sox, and Blackhawks games. And immediately I got tossed in with Norm Van Leer to host the Bulls games during the Michael Jordan era, which was just a dream come true. We were doing half-hour pregame, halftime, an hour postgame.
Oh, yeah,
shows.
You guys were like a road show with the Michael years. It was unbelievable, right? It was unbelievable.
Well, we fell into a good thing. I mean, Norm was one of my, you know, a guy growing up where I just loved how he played, one of my heroes growing up, and a guy I always looked forward to someday meeting
the
and then getting a chance to work
toughest,
with him, you
one
know?
One of the toughest ball players in the history of the NBA. Norm was such a competitor.
Absolutely. On and off the court. <You know>? So he ended up being at my wedding. We became best friends. We lost Norm, you know, about 10 years ago. I still stay in touch with his wife, Susan, and his daughters, Heidi and Hillary, but a very close friend and just a beloved figure here in Chicago. So loved working with Norm. We did the Bulls TV on Sports Channel for 6 years, and I moved to radio for the last championship season with the Bulls in 97-98 as Sports Channel moved down to Fox and stopped everything out of Chicago for a little while. So I jumped to radio and became the radio host, working alongside Neil Funk and John Paxson. And I did an hour pregame show, halftime, and postgame show for every Bulls game. And traveled with the championship team, Jordan, Rodman, Pippen, Phil Jackson, which was just another dream come true and a whole other side of the media world. And got to do some cameos in the Last Dance Bulls documentary and some voiceover for them. So it's been a good run.
Yes, you also dipped, pardon the pun, your feet into the world of sports medicine when you got involved on the radio. We would talk about it at the gym in the past, and you teamed up with the Chicago Bulls and White Sox, a team orthopedist, Brian Cole. You guys had a great show. How long did you co-host Sports Medicine Weekly with Dr. Cole, Steve?
Well, Dr. Bob, we did that for 10 years. We started on ESPN Radio 1000 and then moved to The Score. And that was funny because, Dr. Cole and I used to do a lot of Bulls halftime interviews together, and we really developed a chemistry. And Dr. Cole one time called me and said, you know what, I'd love to do a half-hour radio show just on sports medicine. No one's doing it in this market, maybe besides Dr. Bob Weil. But,
right, yes. I had you guys on.
I think you started it, yeah.
And vice versa, yes.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I think it's 45 years, give or take a few weeks, Steve, that we're playing around with the sports medicine stuff. Matter of fact, today, my late, great colleague, the great Bob Guida, the sports therapist, his heavenly birthday is today. I have a segment on the show all the time involving all the great stuff he did with so many of the different athletes, including Michael, and in that regard. So, again, you guys were a big part of this whole metamorphosis as topics like nutrition, the physical side of sports medicine, prevention of injury, the mental side. You guys included those topics a lot, didn't you?
Yes, I learned so much. And we used, obviously, Dr. Cole's working partners at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, and just expanded that, talked to a lot of team doctors in the NBA, the MLB, NFL, you name it.
Brian's still doing the show. And as a matter of fact, Brian is part of the board of advisors with the famous, with myself, with the famous Baseball Blue Book. Baseball Blue Book goes back to 1909. That's one of the original places to find out if your son's a baseball player, what school, what about coaches, all sorts of different information in the new app. So I'm very, very excited that Brian has decided to really, really help out on the whole sports medicine side of what it's like to have a son who's looking to be playing ball and, you know, where's he going to go to school and all of that kind of information. So, yeah, he's still doing his show in that regard. When do you get started with the craziness with the Bulls?
Well, I actually stopped the Bulls about 2 years ago. I've got two boys who play sports. Our 19-year-old is playing junior hockey out in the Cape Cod area in the Eastern Hockey League, and our younger son, who's 16, plays defensive end for the Naperville Central varsity football team. He also plays varsity baseball. So I got to a point, Dr. Bob, where I was missing. I had to do 100 Bulls games a year. Yeah, I did that.
Well, that's why I named the book. That's why I named the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents.
Yes.
Co-authored with Hall of Famer volleyballer Sharkey Zartman. Again, when we talked about the incredible excitement of being involved in all the different pressures and whatever regarding having your kids who are playing serious sports. And, you know, both your kids are. Tell us a little bit about the, how long have you done the golf scene? Will you visit
golf
different areas?
Yeah, 30 years, Dr. Bob. We started in 1993. There was a gentleman there, Dave Lockhart, who does now a competitor show, but he's always been a producer. He was one of my producers with the Bulls, White Sox, and Blackhawks, and a big golf lover. And he got together with me when we were at Sports Channel together and said, you know what, we should do a golf television show. This was 1993. And so I have kept it going for 30 years. I've got a partner now that I own it with, Tom Miller, and he sells the show for us, sells the advertising. I host it. We hire a private production crew, Ian Ryan out of Des Plaines, that does a marvelous job producing the show. So I've kept it on the air for 30 years. It's on NBC
Holy
Sports
cow.
Chicago.
Have you had Paul Callaway, the great physical therapist from the golf tour?
Many years ago we did.
Yeah. Paul was a colleague of mine, still is, in the world of sports medicine. And John Perma, the guy with his author, he's got all of these high school champions and with his TBS, the golf scene. And isn't it amazing how the golf world has finally become very, very serious that these guys are athletes? And
oh,
they're really
great.
Paying huge attention to that. That's great to see.
Well, I think Tiger Woods, Dr. Bob, kind of started that with the weightlifting and being in shape. I mean, they always call it the flat belly tour for the PGA Tour, but they really brought on all the sports medicine into every tournament now. They've got the trailers, and these guys now do massage and stretching.
Yes, that's what Paul Callaway was, the first physical therapist in the trailer back years ago when they finally included a physical therapist on the tour. Again, we got to be talking probably 25 years ago, 30 years ago, something like that back in that amount of time. And when it became a serious topic regarding that half these guys were hurt or were injured. And the problem with Tiger is he overdid it. He just wouldn't. He used to come here when it was the Western Open. Callaway would spend some time with him, and we were trying to get him to stop running and pounding and jogging.
Really?
But right. And I think he paid for it all these years later, but he was a young phenom at that point in time. So I can't believe you celebrated your 30th anniversary with that.
Yes, it's been fun. It keeps me on the air because that's my only real broadcast outlet right now because I left the Bulls. But I just loved golf. I love playing golf. I love talking about it, showing new equipment, tips with pros, showing golf courses. So it's been quite rewarding, and NBC Sports Chicago has been very good to us. So it's been a great, great thing for me, and I hope to keep it going a lot longer.
Yeah. How you doing as a sports dad? You know, again, when you have, and I know your son's played serious hockey for years, and your other boy not playing football, and with everything that goes into the kind of time and devotion, how's your sports psychology skills, Steve?
I tell you, you know what, my wife and I live and die with it every day. Just yesterday, Dr. Bob, one of our key players at Naperville Central suffered a foot injury, broke a bone in his foot, and he was an all-conference varsity player as a sophomore last year, running back and defensive back, and I mean, it just kills you. I pray every day that my sons stay healthy, enjoy
yes,
it.
Yes, you got to keep all your fingers and toes crossed.
Oh.
You know, the great Bill Hughes. Bill Hughes was the athletic trainer at Naperville Central for 100 years. Gosh, I had him on the radio a million years ago. He used to be talking again about those the tremendous challenges when we're, even freak things out of left field, like this incredible horror story with Aaron Rodgers in the first 2 minutes, it seemed, with that kind of an injury. And so, you know, again, the challenge of doing everything everybody can to try to keep, especially a collision sport like football. You got another collision sport with hockey, don't you?
Yeah. My older guy's played since he's been about 6 years old. He played baseball and basketball and football as well, but he went all hockey after his sophomore year in high school, and he's loved it. It's been so good for him. But again, fortunately, he's been pretty injury-free, had a little wrist injury that the Midwest Orthopedics at Rush guys took care of. Dr. Dan Fernandez, the hand specialist.
I told you about orthotics 10 years ago, give or take a few weeks.
You're right.
When we talked about the world,
I sent
you the picture of Doug Wilson. I think it's time. I was thinking about that. You know, but when you're talking again about the interaction, Steve, as a sports parent, with the world of the coaches. Some of these other traveling teams, some of these other kinds of situations, again, it becomes a situation where a lot of times, you know, parents have to be good listeners, got to be able to really, really communicate with your son or daughter who might be playing sports. I want to talk more about that with you. We're talking with Steve Cashel, 30 years with the golf scene, all those years with the Bulls, part of the traveling road show, the Michael Jordan years, and some more action with the sports that Steve Cashel. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We were talking with Steve Cashel, a really celebrity for years in the Chicago area between the golf scene, all his work with the Bulls and White Sox. We were just talking about when your kids are playing serious sports. Again, you're talking about a hockey player and a football player and some of the different challenges. We know about all the pressure, Steve, many times with coaches or kids who want to insist on playing hurt, the idea of communication. How have you found that as a sports dad with two serious sons in collision sports like football and hockey and interaction between their relationships between you guys as parents and their coaches?
Well, it's been really good. We're very fortunate with travel teams.
They knew not
coaches.
To mess with you. Don't mess around with Steve Cashel's sons, right? Chicago, right?
No, we live in Naperville. We're very fortunate. We've had great travel coaches and administrators and the high school coaches have been great, and the parents are great. You'd always get that situation, you know. So we've been blessed with very good people that communicate. And, you know, you bring up this stuff about the youth sports. And the biggest thing I learned doing the show with Dr. Brian Cole, and you and I have discussed this, Dr. Bob, in the past, is the overuse injuries. That's the number one thing. You know,
yes.
My son threw
epidemic.
About 30. Yeah, it's. I mean, he threw. Let me give you an example. He threw 30 innings during his high school season for Naperville Central in the spring, and then he threw another 30 innings for his travel team. We had seven baseball tournaments every weekend for 7-8 weeks. So, you know, he pitched over 60, 65 innings. You know, he's 16
yes.
years old, and fortunately,
yes.
now they got a fall season, but he said, you know, I'm just going to play football. And
yes.
I'm so happy he's shutting it down now until March. That's where
yes.
you get the
rest
overuse injuries.
And recovery, my friend.
Yes.
Rest
yes.
and recovery in capital letters. You know, the team physician of the Yankees, been a frequent guest of mine, Dr. Chris Ahmad, been with the Yankees 14, 15 years. And he talked about the fact that not only half the Tommy John surgery were not pitchers, almost half. There were other players. And he talked about adolescence. Dr. Cole talked about that. Tommy John surgery on 14, 15-year-olds. Overuse, again, this is a huge problem. And the more talented your son or daughter is, the more we are faced with this, again, where the more is better. Half these kids are on over-the-counter pain medicine to keep up. It's a big, big problem, Steve, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, yes, and I used to think it was curveballs and screwballs and sliders, but you talk to some of these doctors, and it's kids trying to work on velocity. They're trying to get it up to 90 and 100 miles an hour, which a lot of these young kids can do now, and that's where they're getting the problem. I mean, look at Kopech, you know, for the White Sox, and, I mean, it's just constantly these arm problems. So many
yes.
pitchers.
You know, years ago, if you had the Nolan Ryans and you had some of these other pitchers, you had one or two guys in the league maybe who flirted around with high 90s. Now there's
right.
five guys on every team that are with this kind of velocity, and the jury is really, really out, which is can we get away with this? Even with all the science and the sports science and the exercise and the physiologists and all of these others, and then in all other aspects with overuse, whether it's feet and ankles, what we talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, whether you're doing too many triple jumps every week or you're looking at 20-year-olds in the U.S. Open in tennis and these young phenoms that are and on the other end of the extreme, you had the Tom Brady's, right? Whoever dreamed of a 45-year-old quarterback? Not in a million years.
Well, and I think maybe Aaron Rodgers was heading that way until, what,
yes.
two nights ago, because he was going, he's 39 years old. He might be done now, but he might have played
yes.
another some, 4 years.
Some sports injuries are a real bummer. And boy, was the Aaron Rodgers one of them. Wasn't it? Just
absolutely.
Took the air out of all of us.
I mean, we were hoping it was an ankle sprain,
yes.
you know, high ankle, but when you talk Achilles, that, you're done
yes.
for a year and maybe
yes.
his age forever.
Yes. It is the rare athlete, period, that comes back from torn Achilles tendons. There have been some, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Burnett, where we've seen some that were able to come back even close to the level they were at. Let alone it's going to be 40 years old. So, you know, I'm a New Yorker, man. I practice my New York accent at least once a week on the radio, Steve. And
yep.
The excitement. And again, you know, one of my frequent guests, Rob Andrews, is the mental coach for years with the gold medalist gymnasts. And the excitement with and challenges with the great young gymnast who just, Nicole, who just came back, God, you know, from her situation mentally. Rob Andrews, his specialty is dealing with injury mentally, post-injury. And when you take a look at something like Aaron Rodgers, the guy spending a year getting ready, and then you see your career flashing before your eyes. But again, you take a look at any sport, bigger, faster, stronger. You mentioned your son. What is he, 6'4", 210, your football-playing junior son?
At 16 years old, yeah. Where he got it from, I have no idea. Someone told him maybe prenatal vitamins. But I mean, he drinks a lot of milk, yeah. But I mean, I'm barely 6 feet yeah. tall. And where did he get 6'4", 210 from? I don't know.
Yes, and again, you know, the size of these kids, and this is one of the things we want to be paying attention to sometimes with the pressure. Hey, we want you to put on another 20 pounds,
right?
And we want you to do this, and we want. And he's probably got a lot of speed at the same time. So again, when you're the parent of a son who's got scholarship aspirations and these other kinds of pressures, how you doing with that, Dad?
Not bad. I mean, he's got a great Good. Head on his shoulder. The grades are vital. I mean, they all look, I mean, I've talked to
Yes.
some scouts and coaches, and they say, if you don't have a 3.5, forget it, you know? And so, fortunately, he's got a 4.0 or 3.8, so he's done very well in school. But he's really smart about, again, as I said, you know, taking baseball off, not pitching now for probably five months or so. And you know what? Multiple sports are still very good. And I know some coaches don't like it. They want you to stay with their sport. But Dr.
Yes.
Bob, if we can get more three-sport athletes, it is so good
well,
for the body. You know
yes,
it's better than anybody,
yes,
right?
Yes. We have a term for it, repetitive motion injuries. And think about it. Again, if
yep.
you're a figure skater, you're doing 100 triple double jumps a week. Or again, you're a very talented young pitcher, and you're pitching year-round, you're pushing. I knew the time was by. Steve, where do people go if they want to find out your golf scene? Where do they go to find out about you and what you're still doing?
You know, I'm on Twitter, at Steve Cashel. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, obviously. And then thegolfscene.com. Thegolfscene.com is our website. People can watch the
Great.
Show and find out about the great courses to play in the area.
Well, you're going to keep up the good work. Good luck again, Sports Dad, with both your boys. We'll definitely have you back. You know you're on my roster, Steve Cashel. Thank you so much. Hold on, Steve. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. The Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming shows and guests. We add a little Bob Guy to wisdom. Today is his heavenly birthday, and we want to wish him a wonderful heavenly birthday, the great sports trainer, late, great Bob Guida. And we answer a few emails as always. Great guests coming up. Dr. Salman Khan, he's the CEO of the National Foot Ankle Partners in New York. He's a real advocate of the whole healthcare scene and world. And then we're going to Nigeria. Kalu Confidence is a physiotherapist. She also is involved with the Great Leap Alliance, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. And you know we have their founder, Dr. Larry Rubin, on numerous times on The Sports Doctor. He helps put together these great groups for screening, diabetic foot screening. 80% of lower leg amputations are preventable. So we're going to Nigeria and going to talk to Kalu about what she's doing out there. The head of medicine with medical community in New York, Dr. Don Landry, will be joining us in 2 weeks. And we're going to talk high-performance kids sports with Veronica Karaman from the National Fitness Sports Alliance. She'll be joining us. You know, I mentioned Gaida. Bob always paid big attention to balance and stability with all of his philosophies and training of so many different sports with his athletes, the National and Olympic volleyball teams, the Chicago Bulls, the Cubs, White Sox, again, baseball, football, volleyball, the John McEnroes and Jimmy Connors, Tracy Austins in the world of tennis. Bob was so involved in high performance strengthening for tennis. You know, way back when we saw some of these Connors and McEnroes, nobody trained with weights or did high performance strength training in the world of tennis. Really, Bob changed that around. He worked a lot with the Harvard tennis teams. He did a lot of writing for these different associations, the late, great Nick Bollettieri, tennis camps. Some emails. Gary says, wow, Aaron Rodgers. You know, Gary, we talked on the show with both guests about that catastrophe, the Achilles tendon tear with Aaron Rodgers in the first few minutes of the game after all of those years of excitement of being traded to the New York Jets all those years with the Green Bay Packers and the trials and tribulations here in Chicago with playing that team. And I was really rooting for Aaron Rodgers, as was I think the whole country. This is a serious injury. It's a surgical problem. It's a good year rehab coming back from that type of injury. We'll have to hope that not only everything goes well with him, but who you never know with Aaron, he might come back and play again. Absolutely. It also could be career ending. So it was just a shocker on Monday Night Football. Pat says, I'm 45 years old. I'm active and I'm a walker runner. What's tarsal tunnel syndrome? Pat, tarsal tunnel, the major nerves and blood vessels that run behind the ankle into the arch are the tarsal posterior tibial artery and nerve. And when that nerve gets entrapped, scarred, inflamed, it can develop into a syndrome, whether there is shooting pain, numbness, other kinds of symptoms into the arch and heel area. And that entrapment sometimes can be a surgical problem where the scarring and inflammation is persistent, putting pressure on that nerve. There's a lot of conservative things that we pay big attention to, and orthotics is one of them. Proper support. If the arch is collapsing excessively, either in amount or in velocity or aggressiveness, pressure can be brought on that area. And proper support involving the right shoe, many times with the prescription orthotics to try to control optimally any excessive motion in that area, strengthening of all the surrounding structures, sometimes injections of regenerative medicine, sometimes cortisone can be the conservative answer to the problem. So if the doctor says you're a definite surgical problem, get another opinion involving all those things that we just talked about. Jerry says, my son's 13 years old. He's a serious figure skater. He's been doing doubles since he's 10 years old. He also is mixing in some triple jumps. He is skating 5-6 days a week. He hasn't had any real problems, although he did have some problems maybe with his ankles years ago. I'm interested in, well, you talk about all the time, enhancing performance with orthotics. Yes, Jerry, I do. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for 4 decades. Again, my main poster guy, one of many, but Evan Lysacek was 10 years old. We put orthotics in his skates in the Naperville, Illinois area. 12 years later, he was the gold medalist at the Olympics. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old figure skaters. And what I have found, even though most of the time or very often we were adding orthotics because there was a problem, the knees were a problem, the foot ankles were a problem, the back of the heels were a problem, the arches were a problem, we were using orthotics and with great success. What was very exciting is what we saw over the years, coaches talking about, parents talking about how every aspect of skating was improved. Balance, stability, edging, jumping, landing. And this is what I've seen over the years. So that absolutely, Jerry, if your son or daughter is a serious skater, one of the best ways you could do two things. One, prevent problems. Optimum alignment, optimum positioning of the foot ankle. Even when the boots are custom boots, that's about proper optimum fit. Orthotics are about proper optimum joint alignment. Those terms, pronation, supination. The foot being in the position to push off at the right time, the foot not excessively collapsing. So I would add that to the mix, absolutely. Get that opinion, sports podiatry. You know, we talked with both our guests today about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's still a bestseller. Can't believe it's been 4 years. My co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer, yoga instructor, kinesiology professor, Sharky Zartman. And she does the first section of the book, which is Sports Parenting 101. The second section of the book is the Sports Doctor's In. We talk about all sorts of injury prevention, strengthening. Third section, very importantly, we have experts, 8 different experts, nutrition, mental training, parenting, sports performance, different topics. And the last section of the book is Parents' Perspectives. We have 6 parents talking about their experiences being a sports parent, parenting the young child athlete. Hey, wow, we're out of time. Catch you next week, everybody, the Sports Doctor.